With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Canadian authorities are holding a suspect in connection with a deadly car attack in Vancouver.
Police arrested 30-year-old Kai G. Adam Lowe and charged him with multiple counts of murder. They say he has a history of mental health problems and was known to police. On the eve of Canada's election, Prime Minister Mark Carney stopped campaigning and traveled to Vancouver to attend a church service with the Filipino community.
BBC correspondent Regan Morris says hundreds have attended vigils across the city for the victims, and the Canadian Prime Minister did visit the site on the eve of a federal election. Liberals outraged that a Wisconsin judge busted for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant evade law enforcement. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan's actions are part of an unlawful effort to thwart Trump policies.
This type of behavior actually isn't unsurprising when you consider some of the radical rulings that have been coming from lower court judges during the Trump administration.
Continetti says he's not surprised the Wisconsin judge was busted for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant evade law enforcement. He sees it as part of a pattern.
The nationwide injunctions just halting policy across the country because the politics of the judge are different than the politics of the elect.
The Kremlin declaring a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week as Russia marks Victory Day and World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the truce will run from the start of May 8th through the end of May 10th. To mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 1 point. The NASDAQ is down to 155. This is SRN News. A Supreme Court justice has some advice for Christian parents.
During recent arguments in a case where Maryland moms and dads want the right to opt their kids out of classes using textbooks that promote the LGBT lifestyle, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson suggested that the plaintiff should put their children in private school if they object to certain books. The justice seems to be unaware that a lot of Christians cannot afford to do that and doesn't address the fact that tax dollars of those parents are already funding the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After an investigation into allegations of child pornography at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, a Texas lawmaker has proposed legislation defining the types of art that should be barred from museums. Republican Representative David Lowe says that his bill would establish a civil penalty against museums that display certain obscene or harmful material. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The week debuts as Wall Street traders await news of tariff talks along with corporate earnings and economic reports. Domino's Pizza fell 1.5% pre-market after posting sales and profits that came in below Wall Street expectations. Other major companies reporting earnings this week include four of the magnificent seven tech giants, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, and Apple. It will also be a busy week for macroeconomic data. Two employment reports are due this week. Payroll processor ADP releases its April update on Wednesday. The Labor Department checks in on Friday. Shares of Deliveroo, the food delivery service based in London, are hitting a three-year high after it received a $3.6 billion takeover offer from DoorDash. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.